This is Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
David Lawrence will join me in studio coming up here at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. He'll be with us from 4 to 6 o'clock. I'm Nick Schwert, Rock Chalk Sports Talk. So I'm assuming at any moment within the next 10 minutes or so, he will be riding in here. It's a nice day out, so I'm assuming he's going to be on the back of his hog, his new hog. Well, his motorcycle that he recently acquired within the past couple of months.
I don't think there's a more like ideal person to be on a motorcycle just driving around through Lawrence, cruising through.
I think it's
the sunglasses and the bald head.
I do think it's funny because he's coming in here to do the show. David's always well dressed, but he'll like come in. He'll come in like a dress shirt, like just like ripping through the wind on the dress shirt, which doesn't necessarily fit the motorcycle archetype, you know?
You think David's ever like cut off the sleeves of a dress shirt, show off the guns on the bike?
No. I'll tell you what, you can ask him that, but I feel pretty confident in that. You think he's the perfect person, so I'm assuming that means because David and I share no aesthetic qualities. I mean, we are two just diametrically opposed human beings as far as how we were built and our stature. Are you saying that I wouldn't be the perfect model to put on a motorcycle?
I think you'd be good on like a Vespa.
Oh, I was exactly about to say that. Like if DL Segway. is the hog guy,
you're the
moped guy or the unicycle riding down the street.
What if I were riding a crotch rocket?
I could see that.
Like a little Suzuki or something.
I could see you having one of those with the helmets with the visors that's kind of like screened off over your head.
Like a cop helmet.
Yeah.
So you could see me being a motorcycle cop. Or would it be more of a bike cop?
You'd be a bike cop. But you'd have like that nice helmet with the light on the top. Like
Reno 911.
Yeah.
Basically.
Is that too old of a reference?
No.
Not for us.
I didn't even think it was almost old for me. Dude, I could pull off a motorcycle. And if I ever got a motorcycle, I'd want to get, you know, I want to get one of the Harleys with the
lowriders,
the lowriders, where I gotta literally
but
put my hands above
you,
my head.
Isn't that like regular handlebars?
What's that supposed to mean?
Just, I mean, it would be for me too. I'm just asking.
I was about to say, don't try to pigeonhole me into this conversation. You're not the world's biggest guy. I'm just saying, I don't think I'll ever have a motorcycle, but like we were talking because Dale Willey is kind enough to help present David Lawrence as my guest host on Mondays. And we were talking last week. I was like, you know what? I might get a truck. And David just said, he goes, you're not a truck guy. What do you mean I'm not a truck? Why can't I drive a truck? He goes, you're not a truck guy. And that's what I don't appreciate. What do you have to be a truck guy?
It's not like a set of rules. It's just kind of one of those things where you just eye it. It's the good old eye test.
I think you have to not be concerned on a windy day that you're going to like take off, you know, like a kite. Like I feel like you might be like
so
scared.
You're saying
you have to be
both,
bigger than you are.
So for both motorcycles and trucks, there's a weight limit. Like there's a weight
minimum. Okay, so for trucks, there's a weight minimum and maybe like a size. And then for motorcycles, it's a personality thing.
Okay.
Which you have neither of those.
Is my hair, do I have too much product in my hair to ever drive a motorcycle? Is that what it is?
That contributes to it.
So that's not the deal breaker. That's just one of the factors. Listen, I'm just saying, yeah, I've never driven a truck, but I wouldn't mind driving one. But if I'm going to be ridiculed forever, then maybe I'll just stick with a sedan. Okay. Maybe I'm more of a sedan guy.
Yeah, I can see that.
There's nothing wrong with driving a sedan. I've always had like a little mini crossover SUV, which is hearing it come out of my mouth is pretty emasculating just to say. Yeah, that feels good. So we'll talk to David Lawrence. He's in studio with us coming up at 4 o'clock. Breaking news coming down the pipeline this weekend as the world's oldest person bites the dust. Emma Moreno of Italy. She was born on November 29th of 1899. She died this weekend.
Wow, so she lived in 3 centuries. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she was the only person still alive who was born in the 19th century. And she died this weekend at the age of 117.
No! No! Why?
She credited her long life to ending her abusive marriage. She divorced her husband in 1938. So twice as sexy. So she... And so she'd been divorced for 80 years. And she had a diet of... She ate a raw egg every single night. And ew. She loved cookies.
Hmm.
She would hide cookies under her pillow so nobody would steal them, because I don't think she was supposed to be eating them. But honestly, at what point... How old do you have to be before doctors stop giving you advice? Like... Because if a doctor's telling you, well, you need to eat this, you need to make sure you're doing this, I go, well, wait, how old are you? I'm 62. Okay, well, I'm 115, so maybe you're not the person. Because let me go ahead and tell you what. Yeah. I can't predict the future, pal, but I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say, you ain't living to be 115. So if there's anybody who doesn't need your advice on how to maintain a healthy life, it's me, the Guinness Book World Record holder of oldest person in the world. There is literally no one who's been better at life than me, because I'm 117 years old. So, I mean, you hit a certain point, you stop taking advice from doctors and say, I think I've got this figured out, okay? Like, I was ready to go 20 years ago, but for some reason, I'm living life so well that I just still keep on kicking. So now, the oldest living human on the face of the earth, that title belongs to Violet Moses Brown of Jamaica. She's also 117 years old, but she was born in 1900, so she's not a part of the Three Century Club, which is a pretty elite club. Now, she credits her long life to hard work, devotion to the Baptist Church, and respect for her family, her life, and people in general. Which, if somebody was telling me how to live long, and she just said, just work hard and love everyone, I go, what? Oh, come on. There's got to be more to it than that. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people who worked hard and loved their family. Like, there's got to be something. She said she ate a diet consisting of fish and mutton. And
mutton?
And sometimes she will have...
Okay, she's from, like, the 1600s then.
No, she's from Jamaica.
Mutton? That's, like,
that's
medieval time stuff, right?
Yeah, mutton is sheep.
This is some perspective for you, isn't it, Derek?
Yep.
That they eat stuff like that in other places.
She said occasionally she will have...
Everybody doesn't have lobster for dinner?
Occasionally she will have cow foot. She also likes locally grown produce such as sweet potatoes, breadfruit, oranges,
I don't know what like half these foods are.
I don't either.
But
maybe
I read
this maybe that's your problem. Maybe that's your problem, is that you don't know what you should be eating.
We've got to
figure out
how
to get our hands on some
breadfruit. Do you think Violet Moses Brown was like waking up every day, checking in on Emma Moreno, seeing if she's
still there?
Left? Because you got to know,
damn.
If you're the if you're the second oldest person in the world, you got to see it coming. You got to be like, man, when's she going to go? I'm ready to hold down the throne for a year.
But do you want that?
Do you get the belt?
Because once you're the oldest person, there's nowhere to go but down.
Once you're the oldest person, you know, now the clock, now that everybody else is looking at you. Everybody else on the list is saying, hey,
the target shifts to your back.
This is the dating scene for me. Yeah, so I don't know exactly like what the mindset is on being the world's oldest person. Like, yeah, you get a lot of recognition, but you're getting recognition for being old as David Lawrence just banging on the front door. Jackson, go let him in. I can see him through the security camera. And I'm afraid with those banana hands that he may shatter that glass door if you don't let him in the next 30 minutes, 30 seconds. So congratulations to Violet Moses Brown, now the world's oldest person, but now she's got a target on her back. So I'm sure there are people in nursing homes all over the country, all over the world for that matter, who are looking at Violet Moses Brown, just wondering when her time's going to come as well. 3:55, 1 hour down, two to go. David Lawrence joins us at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk a lot of Kansas football spring game with DL coming up next.